Hello everybody. Welcome to the Saturday meditation class. Only it's not going to be much of a class today. I'm filling in for Ajahn Brahm, who's away in Singapore, and Sister Wayama's also away at her monastery preparing for her end of Rains retreat celebration, which is on tomorrow. And most of the other senior monks in the monastery are busy, so I'm holding the fort today. What I'm going to do is maybe say a few introductory words. I'm sure most of you here have done lots of meditation before and don't need too many instructions. Actually, first of all, if there's anybody here for the introduction class for beginners, that's actually next door to my right. So if you're here for the beginners class, this is not the place to be. This is for the experts, we hope. So sorry I'm a little bit late. My clock's a bit slow. Just couple of people coming in. So I'll let the clock go for about 45 minutes. I'll let you do whatever you feel most comfortable in doing. If you want to do breath meditation, that's great. You can do metta meditation, or you can do death contemplation if you want. You can do whatever you like, really, as long as the your mind gets peaceful and calm and quiet and still. That's what you're aiming for. You're aiming for a state of mind which is conducive to clarity and hopefully a sense of joy and lightness. This is the quality which Ajahn Brahm always emphasizes that you should look for, and this is the best indication that you're doing the right thing, is that your mind is inclining towards happiness and a lightness and a sense of being lifted up. Rather than feeling heavy or down or tight or even cranky. So you've got to guard against those particular emotions, and when you put the mind onto the meditation object and you leave it there for a long period of time, hopefully those thoughts that usually buzz around in your head will fall away quite naturally, and you just have to have confidence that that'll happen. Yeah, it takes a bit of patience, a little bit of effort, and it'll happen eventually. So don't get easily discouraged. So I'll set the clock now and ring the bell in about 45 minutes. So put yourself into a comfortable posture that you can hold for 45 minutes, and make sure your back's nice and straight. And just relax the muscles in your face, in your shoulders, in your back, in your arms. And the best way to start a meditation is to give yourself a gentle reminder that you're focusing in the present moment. So you just let yourself know that anything that's connected with the past is now is not the time to dwell on those things, and thoughts about the future, just leave those alone for the next 45 minutes and just focus in on what's happening right now, and just let whatever's happening now be, and don't try and get involved with it or try to manipulate it in any way. Just leave it alone and it'll quiet and down by itself. So at the end of a meditation session, it's always a good idea just to spend a minute or two reflecting on what went before the time that you were meditating, particularly reflecting how you feel when the meditation's finished. Hopefully right now you should be feeling very light, quite buoyant, and feeling as though you've let go of a few burdens and the mind is uplifted. If that's the case, then great. If not, then it's a good idea just to reflect maybe what didn't go so well during the meditation, and make a mental cue for yourself that next time you sit down to meditate, you will be aware of those things. So when you're meditating next time, you'll have an automatic response that you'll know instinctively how to deal with those things. And if the meditation went well, then reflect on why it went well and make a note to yourself. So next time you sit down to meditate, you'll know the right way. So this is how you obtain wisdom through reflecting on these states, and the best way is particularly after a meditation session when the mind is naturally very clear and still, and you can see these states with a lot more lucidity and insight than what you would if you were just going on your ordinary business. Because sometimes in life you do get flashes of insights and you think, ah, that's it, I've got it. But it tends to slip away very quickly. But if you do get an insight after meditation, then it tends to go in quite deep and stay with you for a while. So you should treasure those insights and don't let them slip away. So I've got about 5 minutes before 4 o'clock, so if anybody would like to ask any questions, please. Jenny. Can you speak up a little bit? Yeah, there's different types of happiness. There's more coarse types of happiness and there's more refined. And you have to be sort of mindful enough to distinguish between the two types. If you're feeling as though it's a sense of excitement and the mind is sort of pulsating a bit and you're racing, then that's, although it might be quite energizing and make you feel as though you've got a lot of, you're very stimulated, but that is not exactly the happiness that you're looking for. It's positive in itself because it makes you feel quite happy in the physical sense, and mentally you're feeling a lot more in tune with what's going on around you. But the happiness that you're really looking for is the one that makes you feel quiet and peaceful, and it's very difficult to describe. It's incredibly subtle when you go deep into a meditation and all the thinking stops and the mind becomes bright and clear. And you should have a sense of radiance coming up, and if the radiance increases, hopefully you can develop that into getting a nimitta, as Ajahn Brahm describes, and this is an entry point into even deeper meditation. And that's the kind of happiness that you're looking for, and you can't mistake it. You know it when you see it, because it's unlike anything, any kind of happiness that you've experience before in the world, like meeting an old friend, or you know, watching a good movie, or eating a nice meal. That's a kind of coarse happiness. But or even the happiness of personal achievement. For instance, you finish your degree, after 3 years of work, and you feel a great sense of relief. But that's a different kind of happiness. This is a happiness not really out of achievement in a sense that you're doing something or attaining something. It's a happiness that you get from letting go. So you should know that the happiness that you're looking for is, should it be accompanied with a sense of relief and release, like you're letting go of a burden and you feel really light, and the mind should be naturally very quiet, there shouldn't be much going on, and the body should be quite tranquil, like you feel in your body, it's almost as if it's not there at all. Like you, when you go into the mind, you've completely forgotten about the body. So that's what you're looking for. And so tune into that. But it takes a lot of skill to distinguish the difference. And the best way to do that is just to do a lot of meditation, and eventually you'll see the signs. Okay, so the best way is just to practice. Anybody else? In case people don't know, Ajahn Brahm's book is now ready, if you'd like a copy, in the library. This is the book on meditation, and thoroughly recommend it to you. It's been about 4 or 5 years now in the process of getting written. Ajahn Brahm's put a huge amount of effort into it, and as far as I'm concerned, it's the best meditation book going around, at least in English. And if you really want to go a little bit deeper into meditation, and thoroughly recommend you have a look at the book and read it very closely, and it'll be a great treasure for you. So I think it's selling for $25 in the library, and that's it's a pretty damn good price for what it is, so have a look at that. Okay, so now 4 o'clock, so we'll wind it up, and maybe pay respects to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. And
Arahaṃ Sammā Sambuddhaṃ Bhagavān Buddhaṃ Bhagavantaṃ Abhivādi Svākhāto Bhagavatā Dhammo Dhammaṃ Namassāmi Supatipanno Bhagavato Sāvaka Saṅgho Saṅghaṃ Dhammāmi